Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week. It is Monday, October 12th, and I've got weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning to everyone. We're finally getting back at it. Or it feels like I've been gone for a while.
Yeah, we had some schedule shifts. People went on vacation again. We're back on it now and here to share the weather with everybody. We did see a pretty interesting weekend. Finally got a bit stormy, Joseph, and I know you were on shift there watching all of it go down.
Yeah, well, before I get to that, I just want to say the week just doesn't feel accomplished if I do not get the podcast in for Monday. So this week is going to feel real nice.
Yeah, it's real fun to chat about the weather with you.
It gets the week going, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like a jolt of coffee. So, yeah, this weekend it was wet. It was gray all weekend. We barely had any sunshine unless someone left to the east side of the state.
Guilty.
If you were here, it was overcast. It was wet. Saturday we had some thunderstorms, especially for the Oregon coast up towards Astoria. Areas of Long Beach up in Washington, and then we've had a little bit of lightning trying to push into parts of the Willamette Valley. I'm not sure we had a rumble of thunder or lightning here in Portland, but some of the surrounding communities we did. We had heavy rain. I mean, we had close to, I think, 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch for many neighborhoods. So it was a soaker on Monday. And then Sunday it rained like just about all day, but it was very light. And you know, it added up, you know, it accrued over a long period of time, but it wasn't as significant as far as rain totals went. But the wind was here, and the wind really came cranking in the evening.
Yeah, I think I saw a max wind gust or a peak wind gust on Sunday at 34 miles per hour in Portland. And we even saw sustained winds around 24 miles per hour. So the winds did crank with just some steady, you know, light to moderate rainfall all day Sunday.
Yeah, and we had some power outages, and I believe that it was because of the wind and the wet ground. So it left a mark this weekend. It was our first wind advisory. If you're going from like the water year or the fiscal year, October starting that, this was our first one. So we'll see if I'm sure we'll have plenty of wind advisories over the next few months and through the winter, but this was our first one here for the rainy season.
I think I saw some of your stats on that. We get about maybe 7 to 8 per year. Is that
That was over the last decade. So from 2010 to 2020, that's about what we came in with. So.
Okay. And when the National Weather Service issues a wind advisory, what is the criteria for wind speeds?
So wind gust, I believe it's 39 to 45 miles per hour for wind advisories, or sustained wind speeds, I think around 25, 26. I can't recall that number, but somewhere right around the mid 20s to upper 20s, I believe.
Wow. Okay.
So I will say yesterday's event, I think, fell a little shy of the criteria, but I think since, it was wet, it was one of our first wind events, they put that in place out of, you know, caution.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on average, maybe 7 to 8 per water year, or, you know, per stormy season. So there's a good chance we start to pick up these windy events as we head into October and then the wet months of the year. We're just about there. And I think this weekend we saw it. Looking at rain totals, we hit about an inch. I think it was 1.11 inches of rain from Friday through Sunday. And then even this Monday morning, we got about 1/10 of an inch of rain.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're expecting a little more on Tuesday too. So we're kind of at that point where things are getting a bit more variable, and we're seeing some more clouds and rainfall pushing in, that paired with wind. So it is just getting a bit more stormy now that we're into October. So yeah, good amount of rain over the weekend. We're sitting at above normal rain now in October, almost to the halfway point. Our average rain for October at PDX is about 3 inches. And we have more coming on Tuesday. So another round of rain. It's actually an atmospheric river again that'll bring a nice plume of moisture into the Pacific Northwest. And it looks like Tuesday morning starts out fairly soggy here in Portland.
Yeah, and when we get these atmospheric rivers, it usually supplies us with enough moisture to hit at least a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. You know, it's like it brings in the water for us. So I would probably anticipate, what was it, about 3 to 6 tenths of an inch maybe on Tuesday?
Yeah, about a half an inch of rain, give or take, is kind of what models are saying for Tuesday. And the rain arrives around midnight or so. So like when a lot of folks are in bed, the rain will arrive here in Portland and then kind of slide through the valley towards the east and up into the mountains. So likely as we wake up tomorrow morning around 7 to 8 in the morning, if you're commuting to work, it'll be pretty soggy out there. So you'll want to take it easy on the roads. You'll want your rain boots or some waterproof shoes and, you know, good jacket, because we're going to start out fairly wet on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, before we get there, we may have some sunshine today, right? For our Monday.
Yeah. So Monday's kind of a brief dry break. Pretty nice day, I think. You know, a lot of my coworkers here are like, oh no, they're just, you know, tossing off of the rain that we saw over the weekend. And is it going to be as bad? There's been showers. Is Monday going to be bad? And I'm like, no, it's going to be a pleasant day. So if you're listening to this and it is still Monday, enjoy it. It's going to be pretty nice throughout the afternoon, a little cooler than normal in the low 60s. We'll see some sun breaks. And I think just looking outside over the last half hour, this late morning, we're already getting some sun breaks here around the valley. So should shape up to be a pretty nice Monday.
After about 48 hours of clouds, it's going to feel really nice to get some sunshine into the forecast. I was really looking forward to that.
Well, I mean, you kind of hinted at it earlier, but I definitely left town and went to Eastern Washington, where it was beautifully sunny on Saturday, at least in Central Washington, where I went out to go climb out there. So I got lucky and escaped the rain. So I think it's always funny when I forecast on Friday for a soggy weekend or a weekend full of weather, and then I just leave and come back and then check what happens when I get back into town. So
well, you did experience it on your way back.
Sunday I was driving through the gorge and it was just dumping rain, and it was a pretty scary drive. So I definitely feel a little bit of, fear for those folks who do have to commute in the morning hours come Tuesday, especially through the gorge there, maybe right towards Cascade Locks, Troutdale. You know, the highway is a 2-lane highway. There's lots of semis and trucks with trailers that just kind of blow past you. And we experienced some hydroplaning and big trucks just pushing lots of water on our windshield. So it can be very scary when you are driving, especially in that heavy of rain. And it does look like Tuesday we'll get that again through the west end of the gorge. So you'll want to really be careful on your drive throughout the morning hours on Tuesday, and then also throughout the afternoon.
Yeah. What gets me at my age now is the lights, like bright lights coming in from a truck behind me, and then the rain and everything's reflecting. It like that like punishes me nowadays. So it is tough when we get the rain, especially in the morning hours where it's still a little dark and you have the truck. So hopefully it's everyone gets to where they need to go safely.
It did get a little windy too, which brings me to the forecast again, where we do expect winds to ramp up right through the gorge on Tuesday. There's a high wind watch in place set by the National Weather Service for Tuesday afternoon into the evening. We could see wind gusts, especially if you're up in elevation, maybe in the Hood River Valley, with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. So as our next system rolls in, it'll be another event where we'll see those winds ramping up from the west and likely a few more power outages too.
Well, beyond that, it settles down So if we finally work our way into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here in the podcast, and we'll finally start to see some dry fall weather or
Know,
sunny weather.
We move back into a fairly mild pattern, and temperatures climb a little bit more in the upper 60s, maybe close to 70 by the end of the week, through the weekend. And it does look like a nice dry period moves in and just kind of settles over our region late Wednesday through the weekend. So I don't have any rain in the forecast beyond Thursday, as far as I can see, which is to Sunday. I didn't check any further. But yeah, a nice little dry patch kind of sets back up again. And we're at the point where it doesn't get too hot. You know, we're in October now. Our average temperatures are in the mid-60s.
Right.
So it does look fairly pleasant as we finish out the work week.
Yeah, I was pretty hopeful that we'd maybe hit 70 either Thursday or Friday. It's like upper 60s. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to give it a bump to 70. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll have a nice day. Now that our average high is actually 65 degrees.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're not into the rain, we have one day to get through. Wednesday morning does look like we'll see some lingering showers, but things start to dry out by Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we're back to sunshine. I do see a little bit of fog on Thursday, maybe even Friday.
Right. Good point.
You know, pretty damp out. So we'll see a cooler start. Fog typically develops in October, November, our foggiest months of the year. So good chance for dense fog on Thursday, but back to sunshine and dry weather heading into the weekend.
Yeah, that morning fog, it keeps our temperatures down too, at least till about midday. So it's going to be a nice fall weather.
Yeah, pretty good period. All right, so what is the day you're looking forward to this week? If you had to choose one.
I'm going to go with Thursday. I think it'll be nice.
Good afternoon after we burn off some fog.
Yeah, you know, Wednesday may still have some lingering showers. You know, I think Thursday's going to be a nice compliment, you know, for just good fall day.
Yeah, you know, I think if you were to pick any day, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, kind of repeat forecast there.
Yeah.
Enough sunshine, you know, pleasant t-shirt weather by the afternoon. So I guess I'll choose Friday because it's the end of the work
week. Yeah, it's always a safe day to go with.
All right, well, again, keep your rain jacket ready for Tuesday, and then keep some of your lighter clothing ready for the end of the week as we head back into a pleasant pattern and drier one come the weekend. So thanks for tuning into this week's podcast. We'll be back next Monday with another forecast for you.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.